Lake Junaluska has hosted the Western North Carolina Conference of the United Methodist Church for decades. For many of those years, it's felt more like a family reunion than a convention. But this year was a little different. This is Robin Tate Yule's first annual conference at Lake Junaluska in Haywood County. She's up for election as a lady delegate. That means if elected, she would get to go to the May 2020 General Conference to vote on policy changes. She spoke to over 2,000 people about why she felt called to be a part of the United Methodist Church.
I just went up there last night, and I felt very empowered by the Holy Spirit just to tell the world that in the Methodist Church, there's room for me, an intersex woman, lesbian, to become a pastor.
This year, delegate voting is more tense than usual. At its global conference in February, the United Methodist Church passed what's called the traditional plan. It fortifies the church's position that anyone who doesn't identify as heterosexual can't be ordained or married in the church. That hurt Yule to her core, but she says that it wasn't as painful as when she was kicked out of the Southern Baptist Church at 16 for being gay.
It hurt, but it wasn't as traumatic. I'm older now. It didn't hurt as bad. So, honestly, it's like breaking a bone the second time.
Yule says she still wants to be a Methodist minister for what is the third largest Christian denomination in the country. The Western North Carolina Conference spans from Greensboro all the way to the western tip of the state. This urban-rural mixture makes the conference a microcosm of the church, says Pastor Kelly Carpenter. He's been a minister for about 20 years in Winston-Salem. He's also one of the organizers for Reconciling Ministries, a group that's been fighting for inclusion of all sexual orientations and gender identities into the rules of the United Methodist Church since the 1980s. Carpenter thinks it's very possible that the Methodist Church will split next year.
I think other people are looking for, a reversal of the traditional plan. I think that that is needed, but I also think we can't just, go back to the status quo. We have to really think about what kind of a church we want to be in.
Talbot Davis is a part of the church's evangelical movement. He's been the minister at a megachurch in Charlotte for about 20 years. He says that there was zero fallout at his church after the traditional plan passed.
Yes, it does not change anything that we have taught regarding human sexuality ever, but because of the widespread public disobedience to what we teach, to what it means to be United Methodist, that's why the traditional plan enacted the kind of mandatory punishments that are involved.
While views at the conference on the traditional plan fall across the spectrum, for queer Methodists, it's personal. This is the sixth time that Mackenzie Dillingham has been to Lake Junaluska as a lady delegate. She identifies as a lesbian and is a part of the Haywood Street congregation in Asheville. Dillingham hoisted an LGBTQ flag during the Reconciling Ministries Pride March at the conference.
What was it like just now to carry a pride flag through the conference and kind of see people's reactions while we're sitting out here waiting for the next vote to start?
I think prideful would be cliche, but I guess it was.
After over an entire weekend of voting, the conference's chosen 40 delegates were all a part of the progressive camp. Melissa McGill, who runs communications for the conference, doesn't want to describe this as a win for the progressives.
In the church, I don't really like to use the words winning and losing. We're one body together, and all of the parts are needed. And as a conference, we really recognize those deep divisions within this continued debate and want to acknowledge everyone within our conference.
The Western North Carolina Conference also approved a petition rejecting the traditional plan that was put together by a national group called UMC Next. Whether that succeeds won't be determined until next year's conference in Minneapolis. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.